On today's episode, EMU's theater department is donating masks to the community. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has partnered with Kroger to make a new testing site, and the grant for the new Ypsilanti Amtrak station was denied. Also in news, the Ypsilanti Housing Commission and EMU's Family Empowerment Program have partnered up to help Ypsilanti families amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. I am your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. Madeline Huggins, a faculty member of EMU's theater department, is leading the community efforts to create masks from materials of EMU's costume shop. Once these masks are created, they are donated to St. Joseph Mercy Ann Arbor Hospital, essential workers, and others who are in need. Overall, Madeline and her team of students have made over 200 masks. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has partnered with Kroger to create a new testing site for the Ypsilanti community. This test site opened on May 18th and will last until the end of the month. The site is located at the Ford Elementary School parking lot at 2440 East Clark Road. It will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Thursday. Due to limited supplies, this site is meant for people who are experiencing COVID-19 symptoms. When you do arrive, you must have a photo ID ready. Individuals will be instructed to give themselves a nose swab and can expect results within 48 hours. To check your eligibility or make an appointment, you can go to the link on our website. A $1.3 million grant application for an Amtrak station that was to be built in the Ypsilanti Depot Town has been denied. This station was originally intended to provide safer public transportation and economic prosperity to the Ypsilanti community. City Manager McCullen stated that the grant was denied for several reasons, including the fact that outdated data was used to show how many people would use the train, Amtrak showed little support for the project, and had little support from the federal level. Mayor Baschert hopes that an opportunity for the project to continue will arise in the future. The Ypsilanti Housing Commission and EMU Family Empowerment Program have partnered together to help families that live in the Ypsilanti Housing Commission's complexes. Together, these organizations have provided food pantries bi-weekly. They've also partnered with a local transportation business to transport residents to grocery stores and doctor's appointments for free. Additionally, both organizations have given these families cleaning supplies and masks. You can find more on this story and all the stories we've covered today at easternecho.com. That's all for today's episode. As always, thank you for listening. We'll be back next Monday to bring you more news and updates. Have a great Memorial Day. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Izuwoka-Bunsug and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo podcast.